from Environmental Charter School at Frick Park. I hope that you will consider calling. Maybe you are one of the people that works with Ms. Shannon or Ms. Shupak. We have lots of opportunities. We're going to listen to some of these discussions now. Now, there were groups, really three different kinds of groups. They were divided into A for ants, B for bees, and T for termites. So let's take a listen to this first group.
My name is Rowan.
My name is Augustine.
My name is Laura.
My name is Sunny.
My name is Jake.
My name is Laura.
My name is Denon.
My name is Jake.
My name is Lang.
My name is Sean.
My name is Tate.
My name is Rakaya.
My name is Tyler.
My name is Campbell.
My name is Ava.
My name is Genevieve.
My name is Bruce.
My name is Gibson.
My name is Justin.
My name is Aiden.
My name is Cassie.
My name is Otto.
My name is Marley.
My name is Eleanor.
My name is Edie.
What bothers me about the world?
What bothers me about the world is...
What bothers me about the world is...
What bothers me about the world is...
Lack of world peace.
Is war.
Polluting.
Pollution.
Pollution.
Bullying.
Littering.
Littering.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Homeless people.
Global warming.
A career that could help.
A career that can help.
A career that could help.
A career that could help this is...
A school counselor or a teacher.
A doctor.
Farmers and mechanics.
A scientist.
The government.
The police.
The city department.
Animal protection.
Part of the government or be part of nature habitats or preserves.
The government.
A helper. If you volunteer to help.
Anybody can help.
Anybody can help make this a change in the world.
That was a nice summary of some of the things that students had to say that were members of the group known as the ANTS. And we'd love to hear from any participating student at Environmental Charter School. Just call us, all third graders that were part of things. And we're going to talk to Rowan, who's about to join us now on the air. And I'm going to get him ready to go. Rowan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you. You remember Gio. He's here, too.
Yes, I do.
And it's a really good...
Hey, what's going on, bud?
So tell us a little bit about what you did and what you learned about careers. First of all, for people that don't know you, you're in third grade. How old are you now?
I am 9.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what you did.
So first, to gather information, we had to interview people from the community. For instance, like I and a couple other people in my interview group interviewed the CEO of our school, Mr. John McCann. And once we did that, we got together again, and we made those answers from the interview questions that we gave him into a script. And then we recorded that script, and it was really, how do I explain it? It was supposed to be to persuade the person to do the job, in this case, the CEO. So I had a lot of fun, and I really want to thank Gio and Ms. Sarah and everybody who came in from SLB that helped us. So that's basically a little summary of what we did.
Well, that's fantastic, Rowan. And what did you learn about what a CEO does of a school? That's, you know, a job that is really involved, isn't it? There's lots of different things to do.
Yeah. So a CEO of a school has lots of responsibilities, like you said. First of all, he or she has to solve all the problems in the school. But Mr. John McCann, he said that he's got lots of people working for him, and all of these are nice people, and he likes to spend time figuring out problems and stuff like that. That's really his method of like fixing problems. So, and he also has to be a CEO. You also have to be really brave and like know a lot of people. And he also says it's a really fun job because you get to work with lots of kids and you get to work with lots of community members and people like that.
Well, you're a good spokesman explaining what went on And Gio, did you have anything you might want to add that you remember in terms of working with Rowan? I remember Rowan from last year. We worked together.
Yeah.
And which group were you part of, Rowan? Are you in the ants, bees, or termites?
I'm in the ants, and I was actually the first one on that recording that you just heard.
And, okay, so you were there. And then do you remember if your team was catalyst, character, collaboration, or commitment?
I was character.
Character. So let's take a listen to what your team came up with. And you stay on the phone as we listen. This is the commercial that Environmental Charter Schools team came up with. This is the ants team, and character is the nickname of the team, which is taken from the four main values of the school, which are catalyst, character, collaboration, and commitment.
Have you ever wanted to be a leader?
Have you ever wanted to make a difference in the community and the world?
We are Rowan,
Cassidy,
Lang,
Tyler,
Genevieve,
and Jane of the character team from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders. These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that can change the world.
We talked with Ms. Johnson from Pittsburgh's Center of Creative Reuse about her job as an executive director.
We learned that she tries every day to help the world become a better place.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle character because teaching people how to reuse helps reduce pollution and waste.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because the more we reuse, the less things there are in the landfill.
Here are more reasons this job is important. She also gives used materials to people who need them.
That's why you should consider a career with creative reuse.
We talked with John McCann from ECS about his job as the ECS CEO. We learned that he feels being a part of a school teaches the next generation to make the world a better place.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle character in this way, which is setting a good example for people, especially the children.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because his job impacts the kids and what they learn, and then those kids can make a positive impact on the world.
Here are more reasons why this job is important. A CEO of a school teaches people, engages with the community, and meets a lot of people.
That's why you should consider a career like a school CEO.
We are
Rowan,
Cassidy,
Lang,
Tyler,
Genevieve,
and Jane
of a character team
for the Environmental Charter School.
Rowan, that was really well done. And, you know, the goal was to persuade, and that was a very powerful, persuasive piece. And you had a lot of fun doing it, I think, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rowan. And we really appreciate your calling. Do you have any plans for the summer?
Well, I do, actually. I've got lots of sports. I've got baseball going on, and hopefully my team will make it to the Junior Little League World Series.
Excellent.
It's going pretty well, and we're probably gonna go swimming a lot and biking.
What position?
Nothing really big though.
What position do you play on your team?
Well, I play sometimes third base. I play a lot of positions actually: third base, second base, outfield. So. Those are the most common.
Yeah, they usually mix it up a little bit, I guess. Well, bravo, and I'm hoping we're going to hear from some more of your classmates. Thanks for being the first one to call us today. Take care.
You're welcome.
See you, Rowan.
That's Rowan, and what a great job he did. We're going to play another montage. You heard the ants, what we call a montage earlier, about some of the issues that they found most compelling. And in a moment, we're going to hear from the bees, Environmental Charter School students and their persuasive writing project. Here are the bees.
My name is Billy.
My name is Adam.
My name is Alexei.
My name is Angela.
My name is Jasper.
Aries.
My name is Shanir.
Chase.
My name is Daniel.
My name is Dylan.
My name is Elvin.
My name is Senna.
My name is Jasper.
My name is Jonna.
My name is Julia.
My name is Katie.
My name is Keanu.
My name is Lincoln.
My name is Miles.
My name is Oliver.
My name is Paige.
My name is Paris.
My name is Theo.
My name is Yasmin.
My name is Xander.
What bothers me about the world?
What bothers me about the world?
What bothers me about the world?
What bothers me about the world is wars.
War.
War.
Smoking.
Is that people are smoking.
Littering.
People cutting down trees.
What bothers me about the world is destroying animals' habitats.
Car pollution.
A career that can help.
A career that could help with this.
A career that could help with that is the president.
Politician. A career that could be able to spread out money evenly among specials in schools.
A career that could help with that is a inventor.
A career that could help with that is the president.
A recording studio to help convince people on the radio.
A career that could help with that is a therapist.
The pet rescue center.
A career that can help is people who can work in a bamboo-filled greenhouse.
Is people that work with trees.
The mayor.
A career that can help with that is an officer.
Police.
Is an air clean company.
Somebody can make a car that runs on water, kind of like the Stanley steamer, but you wouldn't have to get out and refill it.
My idea is to have a sort of airplane thing that has a microphone that's really loud and says peace over a battlefield.
Well, we've got another student who's about to join us. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Ulta.
Hi. And
Hi.
You're a student at ECS, Gio. You remember this student,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Hey, Ulta.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like to draw and I like to read. And I like cats a lot, too.
Oh, I like cats. Do you have any cats?
Yeah, I have one.
What's your cat's name?
His name is Chico.
Chico. I've got a cat named Gracie. Now, which group were you in?
The Termites.
The Termites. And do you remember the team?
I think Commitment.
Commitment. Well, let's take we'll take a listen to your commercial in a second, but let's talk about the process. What did you learn about what you did, and tell us a little bit about what you did?
Well, first we did a town hall meeting. I think we just heard it on the radio, and
yeah, we just played yours.
We made a few questions to interview, and then we interviewed.
What was it like to interview somebody?
I was kind of nervous, but
well, I understand
it
you
was
did
kind of fun.
I understand you did a great job. I think the hardest part is you really have to listen pretty intently because people have so much to say, don't they?
Yeah, you have to keep eye contact too. That's really the most important part, I guess.
Let's take a listen. You hold on, and we'll talk afterwards.
Okay.
Here is the commitment group from the Termites team. And if this wasn't yours, we'll find the one that is. But I think this one's yours.
I think
you care about animals, trees, and people? We do. Hi, we are
Milo,
Colton,
Alta,
Johanna,
and Maeve.
Of the Commitment Team.
From the Environmental Charter School Third Grade Persuaders. These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that can help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that could change the world.
We talked with Tom Murphy about his job as the former mayor of Pittsburgh.
We learned you have to be very active and involved in your community to become a mayor.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle commitment because a mayor has to be committed to finish projects and make the city a better place. Mr. Murphy was committed to make Nine Mile Run a beautiful park from a slag dump.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because a mayor makes a lot of important decisions for their community.
Here are more reasons this job or career is important. A mayor can make your community a better or healthier place. A mayor can also see a problem and fix it.
That's why you should consider a career like a mayor.
Now over to Colton and Johanna.
We talked with Joe Stavis from Tree Pittsburgh about his job as community education coordinator.
We learned that his career makes the world a better place by planting trees when lots of people cut them down. Trees also grow in places where people do not want them, and he helps remove them.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle commitment in this way. All of the people who work there are committed to helping our earth and our environment by planting as many trees as they can in good places.
A career like this can impact the future of our world because some trees give fruit and they give oxygen. People also like to go places by trees and relax. Also, animals live in trees, and if more trees are planted, more animals will survive.
Here are more reasons this job is important. This job can build community relationships, and you can teach and plant trees. You can teach about urban forestry and travel lots of interesting places without going too far.
That's why you should consider a career at Tree Pittsburgh. Now over to Maeve.
I talked with Dwight Loffman from ECS about his job as a data collector. I learned that his job helps elementary students at ECS get a good education. This job relates to our ECS guiding principal commitment because he's committed to improving our school. A career like this could impact the future of our world because it could affect or change the minds of young kids or people. Here are more reasons this job or career is important. The information he collects helps the ECS community grow. That's why you should consider a career like a data collector and teacher. We are
Milo,
Colton,
Alta,
Johanna,
and Maeve
of the Commitment Team for Environmental Charter School Third Grade Persuaders.
Wow, good job, Alta. You sounded great.
Thank you.
Wow, was it fun to hear yourself back just now on the radio?
It kind of doesn't really sound anything like me, though.
Oh, I think you talked about that in school, right? About, you know, you hear your voice a little differently. But Gio, I think she sounded great, don't you?
Yes, she did.
You sounded great. So have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I want to be an architect.
How come?
You get to design buildings and work with computers and work with people. You get to make things the way you like it sometimes.
Do you know any architects?
My friend's dad is an architect.
Yeah.
And mom.
I have a few friends that are architects, and they have a really neat way of thinking and looking at the world that I've always enjoyed, too. Are you going to do anything special this summer?
I'm going to a wedding in 2 weeks, and I think I'm going to go up to New York to visit my grandparents over the summer.
Well, great. Well, thank you for calling us. You did a great job, and congratulations on your great representation of the termites. It was just terrific to have you with us. Take care. We're going to hear from the termites team, and this is the result of their town hall meeting.
Hi, my name is Maeve.
Hi, my name is Sakai.
Hi, my name is Johanna.
Hi, my name is Adela.
My name is Elise.
Stop.
Abby.
Mia.
Hannah.
David.
Tiago.
Xander.
Mylon.
Juliet.
Wyatt.
Gabriel.
Ethan.
Emmett.
Alta.
Sissy.
Jason.
Bella.
Colton.
Sam.
What bothers me about the world is...
What bothers me about the world?
What bothers me about the world is littering.
Destroying animals' homes.
Global warming.
Doing other things while driving.
What bothers me about the world is littering.
Poaching. Smoking.
Cutting down trees.
Cutting down trees.
Cutting down trees.
Pollution.
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 A career that could help with that is a researcher.
A career that could help with that is a doctor.
A career that could help with that is working at a conservatory.
Animal rescue people.
A car designer.
Gardeners and farmers.
Guy the nuts.
Police officers and garbage men.
A police officer. A
politician.
Politicians.
A public health educator.
A career that could help with that is a researcher.
Well, so far, we've heard all of the town hall meetings from Environmental Charter School, and we heard one of the pieces produced by the termites on commitment, and you heard Alta talking about that live, and we also heard Rowan and an ants team produced piece on character. So let's hear a piece from the bees. And let's go to one of the C's we haven't covered yet. This is the bees and their piece about careers produced with SLB over a multi-year project. And, we worked with kids as part of their persuasive writing unit last year. And we were there for about 6 days. And we came back this year to work with the very same kids who are in third grade right now. These kids are members of the Catalyst team at Environmental Charter School, or I should say of the Bees team, and this is the Catalyst group of the bees team.
Have you ever noticed how much pollution there is?
Because we have and we don't like it.
We are Paige,
Katie,
Yasmin,
Oliver,
Chase,
OXA,
and Xander of the Catalyst team from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that can help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that could change the world.
We talked with Mr. Bob Stone from Innovative Energy Technologies, his job as president of Innovative Energy Technologies.
We learned that he went through a lot of training. He did a lot in Pittsburgh, and now the airport saves 70% more energy, and colleges save 80% more energy because of them.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle catalyst because they are trying to make us less oil dependent, which is much like a catalyst because it is innovative. A career like this could impact the future of our world because they can help us not use oil so it won't run out as quick as if they don't help.
Here are more reasons this career is important. Because he helps with energy, which is part of our everyday life. Also, if we didn't use energy, we couldn't do much of what we do.
That's why you should consider a career like Mr. Bob Stone's at Innovative Energy Technologies.
Also, we talked with Ms. Kressler from the Group Against Smog Pollution as her job as an educator for gas.
We learned that they get rid of air pollution by educating and communicating with the public. Kids can also influence their parents.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle catalyst in this way. GAS educates the public to make an impact on the air quality. They are innovative and think globally.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because it can help improve air quality so that people, animals, and the earth are healthier. Ms. Kressler wants electric cars and air quality flags for the public.
Here are more reasons this job is important. It can help get rid of car and factory pollution.
That's why you should consider a career like working for GAS.
We are Paige,
Katie,
Yasmin,
Oliver,
Chase,
OXA,
and Xander of the Catalyst team.
For the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
Now, the only C we haven't covered is collaboration, and we're going to go to the ants to learn about it and some of the occupations that they considered.
Have you ever had a bad day at school? Do you want to make a change in the world?
Hi, we are Sean,
Tate,
Eleanor,
Edie,
Sonny,
Campbell,
and Ava.
Of the collaboration team from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
These issues bother us. We are here to tell you about career choices that help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that could change the world.
We talked with Mr. John Thompson from Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania about his job as mayor of Wilkinsburg. We learned that he has a camp for kids to teach them about police or fire department training.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle, collaboration, because he works with other communities and helps people to work together. A career like this could impact the future of our world because he inspires people to make a change.
Here are more reasons this job is important. It makes Wilkinsburg a better place.
That's why you should consider a career like the mayor of Wilkinsburg.
We talked with Ms. Flynn from ECS about her job as a school counselor. We learned that she is always busy and very important. She works with all the people in school. She thinks that bystanders and kindness messages are important.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle collaboration in this way, because she has to work with everyone in school.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because it helps people with problems and bad situations.
Here are more reasons this career is important. School counselors can help with health education and study skills and also bullying.
That's why you should consider a job like school counseling.
We talked with Mr. Steve Bicehouse from Butler County Emergency Services about his job as the assistant fire chief and the head of emergencies. We learned he likes his job because there's always stuff he has to do. He also likes helping people. This job relates to our ECS guiding principle collaboration because the emergency services department works with other counties. Mr. Bicehouse said collaboration gets more done than on our own.
A career like this could help impact the future of our world because it helps save people's lives.
Here are more reasons this job is important. If you have a fire, they help you, and if you are hurt or need to go to the hospital, they'll call an ambulance.
That's why you should consider a career like the assistant fire chief and the head of emergencies.
We are
Sean,
Ava,
Sonny,
E,
Eleanor,
Campbell,
and Tate
of the collaboration team.
For the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
This is the B's team. And it's the group that talked about character.
Have you ever wanted to plan something, but you don't know how?
Have you ever wanted to be the director of innovation and development?
Do you want to see more trees on the city streets?
Hi, we are Dylan,
Gianna,
Lakin,
Daniel,
Miles,
and Elvin
of the character group from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that could help solve these problems and why you should consider a career that could change the world. We talked with Ms. Schaefer from the organization of ECS about her job as a director of innovation and development.
We learned that she was the second person hired and has worked here for 7 years. She changed her job a lot and likes this one the most.
This job relates to the ECS guiding principle of character because her job is important and she shows integrity.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because she tries to make school a better place, a cooler place, and a safer place.
Here are more reasons this job or career is important. She helps kids learn and become successful people in life.
That's why you should consider a career like a director of innovation a good job.
We talked with Mrs. Lewin about her job as a horticulturist. We learned that she was working another job and was researching and wanted to be a horticulturist. She also loves working with other people, and horticulture has to do with working together.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principle, character, because being a horticulturist means moving around, helping the community, and many other people. A career like this could impact the future of our world because a horticulturist grows plants and helps plants that people eat so you can live.
Here are more reasons this career is important. It teaches kids to eat healthy and plant more plants.
That's why you should consider a career like a horticulturist.
We talked with Joe Sash from Tree Pittsburgh about his job as a Tree Pittsburgh member.
We learned about the urban forest. He teaches everyone from scientists to kids.
This job relates to our guiding principle character in this way. The fact that he teaches people of all ages, that is why he's related to character.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because it can make a world with a lot of trees and oxygen.
Here are more reasons this job is important. If trees keep dying, trees won't reproduce, and there will be no oxygen for us. That is why you should consider a career like Tree Pittsburgh.
We are
Miles,
Elvin,
Lakin,
Daniel,
Dylan,
and Kiana of the character group.
For the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
Does it bug you when people throw garbage?
Have you ever been biking and got smog in your face?
Do you like learning about the environment? Hi, we're Tiago,
Elise,
David,
Bella,
Hannah,
and Wyatt of the character team from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that can help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that could change the world.
We talked with Nicole Schaefer from the Environmental Charter School about her job as Director of Innovation at ECS.
We learned Ms. Schaefer gets more work done with kids than adults. Ms. Schaefer helped teach that the environment is a great place.
This job relates to her ECS guiding principle character in this way. She tries hard all the time. She's okay with making mistakes, but she learns from them and then tries again later. And she has very high expectations.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because it teaches young people how to respect and preserve the environment for future generations.
Here are more reasons this career is important. Because it helps people, you can be creative. She really likes working with kids.
That's why you should consider a career like the Director of Innovation and Development.
We also talked with Haley Morris from 10,000 Villages about her job as an offsite manager.
We learned 10,000 Villages has a fair policy, give people money to take their children to school. They travel all over the world.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principal character in this way. They buy things from other people from around the world and sell it. The money from what they sell goes back to the family who made it.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because if they keep doing this, many people around the world won't be poor anymore.
Here are more reasons this job is important. The more people who help 10,000 villages, the more money they can give to help people survive.
That's why you should consider a career like 10,000 villages.
We are Tiago,
Bella,
Elise,
Wyatt,
David,
Hannah,
and Mia of the character team.
For the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
Have you ever wondered how trees can help the earth?
Have you ever wanted to pursue a dream to help kids and animals?
Hi, we're Otto,
Rakaya,
Ninov,
Lauren,
Marley,
and Augustine
of the Commitment Team from the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders. These issues bother us. We're here to tell you about career choices that help solve these problems and why you should consider a job that could change the world.
We talked with Mrs. Bergman from the Environmental Charter School about her job as a vice principal and an animal caretaker.
We learned that to make the school fair and respectful, she was a role model. We also learned that even though animals may not look or sound like they love you, they actually do.
This job relates to our ECS guiding principal commitment in this way. Her job's late to commitment because if one of her jobs gets hard, she keeps going.
A career like this could impact the future of our world because it helps kids get a better education and it helps animals find a better home.
More reasons this job is important are because it helps animals that are injured and helps kids not to get bullied or picked on.
That's why you should consider a career like a vice principal or animal caretaker.
We talked with Mr. Joe Stavish from Tree Pittsburgh about his job as a community education coordinator.
We learned that the most challenging part of work is teaching people what Tree Pittsburgh does.
This job relates to our easiest guiding principal, commitment, in this way, because he plants trees and he never gives up.
A career like this could impact the future of the world because trees give us air and he plants trees and the trees grow fruit for us to eat. Their vision is to be a leader in creating a healthy urban forest.
Here are more reasons that this job is important. The trees give people oxygen, and that is necessary to keep us alive.
That's why you should consider a career at Tree Pittsburgh.
We are Rakaya,
Otto,
Ninad,
Lauren,
Augustine,
and Marley of the Commitment Team.
From the Environmental Charter School third grade persuaders.
What a good job they did, and you can hear more of their work by going to neighborhoodvoices.org, and our thanks to Environmental Charter School for the opportunity to work together. Now, we're also at Elizabeth Forward School. We are at Elizabeth Forward High School. We are at Clareton this week, and we also have been doing a lot of work at the Zone at Pittsburgh Malions. And we're in Woods Run at Carnegie Library. There are a lot of places we are working right now, so I don't want you to be thinking that everybody's working at ECS. It's our pleasure to serve all of the community, and we're so glad that we could feature that work this morning. Now, coming up, Mike Y is going to be sharing his talent with you and some of the skills that he has. Well, all of the skills that he has are pretty incredible. You'll learn a bit about beat making and about some of the sounds that you can make when you practice and do a lot of things together. That's all coming up in our next hour. Thank you for being with us, broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along with Ricky Berger and Gio Garcia, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.